It's been a decade since Paul Chandler, who was raised in Nebraska, upped sticks, left the U.S., and headed to West Africa, to Mali. He'd fallen in love with the music. And now Mali is his home, and he's teaching children at the American school there how to play the music of his adopted country. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton sat in on his class.
Can you guys, every little sound is those, I don't know what you're doing with the tape there. Put the tape down, buddy. Thanks. Are you guys ready? All right.
Numbers are down at the American school in Bamako, the capital of Mali, a country that has, in just over a year, witnessed a rebellion, a military coup, and the occupation by Islamist fighters of the desert northern region, recently largely liberated in a counter-offensive by French-led forces. Despite the troubles, the school is open and classes continue. The teacher is taking his young students through their early paces, learning the Malian music they'll be performing at the annual school concert.
My name is Paul Chandler, and I'm the music teacher at the American International School of Bamako. I've been here since 2003. I came here to study music and got a job teaching music, and I'm still here 10 years later. This is the 6th and 7th graders. It's a combined class. We're teaching Malian music, but specifically Maninka music, and we're using heptatonic balafones. So a balafone is a wooden xylophone, pretty much. It's an African xylophone, but it's wooden. It's hand-carved, and can I get somebody to play the balafone for me? Fuseni, play the balafone for us. Play what you just learned. Play what we're working on. That's Fuseni Jallo. He's been here a few years, good musician.
Fuseni is 13 years old, and he's been studying with Chandler for the past 3 years.
What's good about it?
Everything. The first time I played balafone in the school, so I like it. I don't feel lonely when I see my friends playing balafone.
Paul Chandler says the wealth of Malian culture makes it a real pleasure to teach his young charges. Chandler invites professional Malian musicians, guitarist and arranger-composer Lamine Soumano and drummer Chaka Doumbia into his classroom to help him teach the children.
Each semester we focus on music from different regions of Mali, music from the different ethnic groups of Mali, but we're also going to do a medley or a fusion piece with music from the north, Tamashek music. From the Tuareg.
With the current problems that have shaken Mali to its roots, Paul Chandler says the idea of mixing the music has added poignancy.
We always like to experiment with the different musical traditions in Mali, but you know, this semester it seems even more relevant that we should really fuse music from the north and from the south and kind of put that together and focus on the similarities.
Mali's very far from Minnesota.
Yeah, it is. It is. I was born in Minnesota. I grew up in Nebraska. But, you know, it's interesting. The longer I stay here, I realize that, well, Nebraska is quite similar to Mali in lots of ways. Actually, I grew up next to a river. And the river here is the Niger River. And I grew up next to the Platte River, mostly agriculture. And around Bamako, it's mostly agriculture. And even though from the outside, you know, Mali seems very different, you know, I think what's important is that people are the same everywhere. Although, you know, Malians like country music. I know they really like Kenny Rogers, and I was very surprised by that.
But for now, the focus is Malian music, and back to the class, learning the latest composition. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.
Excellent job. Good.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.